Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
With or without you, Greg Hargrave, the subtle notes on this show. You got to listen for the details. With or without Ben Johnson, that's a 50 burger. 8.8 yards per play, better than any game Ben Johnson was the OC. Lions made their statement. This is Dan Campbell's offense, and you saw it. It's a beautiful thing, John.
Greg, I'm glad we didn't have to point that out to him. He got that one on his own.
Thank you.
Very subtle.
Okay. We'll get to the conversation about Ben Johnson and the way he was greeted and treated by Detroit fans. We also have tickets to give away this hour to see comedian Nate Bargatze. He hosted the Emmys last night. I think he's funny. He's going to be at Little Caesars Arena on August 14th. So next August. And if you want to win tickets, here's how it's going to go. This hour, we're going to play at some point the Dan Miller shouting of Ben Johnson. When you hear that, call in. That's your cue to call. Your chance to win a pair of tickets. Nate Bargatze, Little Caesars Arena, August 14th. It's courtesy of 313 Presents.
The trolling continues.
Well, Rieger had the ultimate trolling. We'll get to that audio, too. But let's just start with the chants. Okay? F. Ben Johnson echoing out throughout Ford Field. Fair or foul for fans to do that?
I don't know. Was it echoing out? I heard on social media, or I saw on social media, that it was a small group of fans that was doing it. So I don't know if it was echoing through Ford Field. It was a part of what happened yesterday. Not a huge fan of it myself.
You're a classy individual.
Well, I know you like to boo kids, so I would assume that you're okay with this.
Absolutely. To me, this is through the lens of sports. It's not that serious. He's the enemy. You boo him. You chant towards him. You give him a hard time.
Sure.
You're in the lion's den. Welcome to sports. It's not that deep. I don't think it's like a personal F you and your family and everything you stand for. It's just trying to get under his skin a little bit. Welcome back to Detroit.
I get getting under his skin. I mean, there's a reason we don't actually say that word on air. Like, it's just not appropriate. And so I kind of feel the same way. Not that you don't walk through, you know, the concourses and don't hear language. Like, you're going to hear it. You take your kids to a game, you're going to hear language like that.
So your objection is that it's an explicit word. So if they said frick Ben Johnson, that would be okay.
On. Yeah, no one's going to chant that. Come on, I'm not that.
Well, I'm just trying to get to where ignorant. Your moral line here is. Is it because it was a vulgarity? It was explicit.
Yeah,
it's okay to go after him.
I think that's what everyone. Yeah, it's not that you're going after Ben Johnson. I don't care. He's an adult. Boo him. That's fine. You're not booing his kids. You're not booing his wife sitting in the crowd.
You boo any member of Chicago when they're there.
That you do you.
Yeah.
All right. But it's no, I did have an issue with the language that was being used.
Did the chant bother you? Was it a quote bad look for the city, as one ticket texter put it? Or hey, it's just all well and good. That's part of sports.
I'm not surprised.
No. 248-539-9797. Jared Goff was asked about it after the game. Here was his response. Do we have a snippet of the chant for people? Obviously bleeped.
Yeah. It's a small number of people.
Enough to get noticed.
Sure.
Enough to get to the quarterback after the game. Enough to discuss this morning, in addition to all the good stuff from the Lions win.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't have joined in with them, but it's not surprising that it would happen.
No, and it's not surprising I'm okay with it.
Right.
Heather, you're kind of a moral compass on this.
I don't love it. I mean, I kind of agree with John. Like, yeah, it doesn't bother me, but I definitely would not be participating in it.
Yeah.
It's not something that I like.
You know, we look over to the section next to us, and there's Heather leading the chant. Oh, my gosh. That would have been social media. You would have gone viral.
I would never. That's something I would never do, but.
With Brooks and Emily in tow.
Oh my, yeah, yes, right next
yes,
to me.
Yeah,
two
yeah.
little kids.
Uh-huh. Your YouTube channel outfit on?
Oh, God.
She'd definitely make it on camera.
Yeah.
Some ticket text. Yes, it was foul, but it was also deserved. It wasn't all day. Message received.
Yeah.
The chants were immature and uncalled for from an unnamed texter. Texter says, if this dude brings back the double-digit disco, he's learned nothing and needs to be launched into the sun. Eric in Bloomfield.
I agree. I will launch you.
Highest ticket prices in the NFL. Fans can say whatever they want.
Well, it's always going to be part of
it. Whatever they want.
Well, it's always going to be part of the argument.
Let's get to Charlie in Brighton. Charlie, good morning.
Yeah, I don't agree with Costa. I grew up Giants fan in upstate New York. I lived in Seattle and L.A. Let's have some class. You could get on Ben Johnson, just call him traitor or something, but leave out the F-bomb. Totally wrong on that, Costa. Very disappointed. We're looking to improve Detroit's image, not bring it down. I'll hang up.
I guess I don't view swearing as this, like, big deal. How many guys calling in swear in their real regular life?
Yeah, but...
And at a sporting event, it's certainly not taboo.
Yeah, I just, I'm not going to sit there and say that. Not, you know, yeah, people do swear, but it's one of those, like, I'm not going to swear with my kids there, or if there is kids in the same section, I'm not going to stand up and say that.
No, but like, you go to a PG-13 movie, they're going to say a couple potty words. Like, the idea that you can't say
you're
it at the football game is ridiculous.
Such a turd.
See, I would say this is a rated R chant, though.
Yeah.
If you're there, look,
yeah,
this is something I probably would have done in my early 20s.
Yeah.
Okay? It's something I'm not going to do when I'm older and more mature. I think I have no problem going after him. And there was good spice in that win yesterday and seeing him pout and mumble under his breath. But just, it can be a better chant. Why does it have to have that in it? Can it trade or something like that? Get the whole place doing that? I don't know. Is that as funny?
Well, you would have got more people involved if that was the chant. There's going to be less people, as you heard, that are doing it because more people don't want to say that out loud in that environment.
Benedict Johnson, something along those lines.
No, hold on. When the Pistons had the issue with the refs and people say, F the refs, we're cool with that, right? Or is that not in
No, I still wouldn't be.
Because I feel like a lot of fans were cool with that.
Look, this is... Right? I mean, you know, I think the NFL is probably the place where you can get away with this more than any other sport. It's just a rowdier crowd going to an NFL game. I'd say next is probably hockey.
Yeah.
I've heard the BS chants many, many times.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, we don't have to be prudes about
it. A lot of people just say the F word's pushing it versus a lot of other things.
I just think it's prude. I don't know.
But that's where society's gone.
You can just say classy.
You see people walking around with the word on shirts or on bumper stickers.
Right.
That used to not be the case.
Yeah. I'm not going to put a bumper sticker on my truck that says that. I'm not going to wear a shirt that says that.
What did St. Brown's shirt say? What did St. Brown's shirt say last year with the Packers? What did it say? What did it say?
I don't know.
I think it was Green Bay sucks? But wasn't there an F word associated?
On the back.
Yeah. What a classless POS. Why would he do that?
No, it's fine. It's
your
sport.
It's sports.
Hey, Dan Campbell says no turds here. We don't like turds.
No,
you're a turd.
No, John, you're being a prude. It's sports. It's all fair and love and war. It's not that serious. You don't have to get... I couldn't believe it. We're a classless city. Those fans are classless. No,
they're not.
That's
not what I'm saying. I'm not saying it's a classless city or that those fans are classless. I'm just saying I don't approve of it.
Okay. And I do.
Not a shock.
I'm Jim Acosta, and I approve this message. Jim Acosta.
We have a lot to discuss. The chants are certainly part of the discussion. Maybe it was your favorite part. Maybe it was any of the other wonderful things that happened on the football field itself. Maybe it was Jared Goff leaping into the stands, if we're calling that a leap. We'll get your thoughts, 97.1.
Hey, you guys, it's Heather. And if you're like me, you like knowing what to expect, especially when it comes to your phone bill. Well, Verizon's got some big news for your peace of mind. For the first time ever, they're locking in low prices for 3 years. That's right, 3 years guaranteed with my plan. So if you're thinking about making the switch to Verizon, this is for you. You can get a single line for a low price of just $50 a month when you switch and bring your phone on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. And again, that price is locked in for 3 whole years. Because at Verizon, they've got your back, now and in the future. So go ahead, take one thing off your worry list. Visit your local Verizon store in Detroit and ask about their 3-year price guarantee today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jim Costa, and I approve this message. What about you guys? Classless. You got an issue with it. Fair or foul, the F. Ben Johnson chance yesterday at Ford Field. Some ticket texts. We'll get the phone calls. And yeah, of course, you can call in at any point. We've been talking about the win. The win was awesome. The win was needed. The win was chicken noodle soup for the football soul, as you put it, John. Mm-hmm. And there's no shortage of things to love. I think Dan Campbell establishing this is my offense was my favorite. On the chant, the F. Ben Johnson chant was lowbrow. It wasn't clever or funny, and it's unnecessarily offensive. It makes Detroit look unimaginative and dumb. I won't tell you that it's the most creative chant in the world. I just don't think it's a big deal. Like, we're going to play Dan Campbell audio from the Lions locker room later, and they're going to drop a whole bunch of F-bombs. Let's not be prudes about this.
Yeah, but they're also, I mean, okay, he knows that we play the audio, right? That it's going to be played everywhere. So that's part of the context. It's also, he's in the locker room talking to his team. They're all grown adults in there. I use a different language when I am with my buddies, whether we're going somewhere in the truck, we're at fish camp, I might be in the locker room. I use different language than I would in a lot of other situations, especially if my kids are there, other kids are there. And I'm not saying they're not going to hear those words. They hear them everywhere. Right. They just don't have to hear them out of my mouth.
And I respect that you don't, yep, or that you don't want to do this. And I'm not saying that I would have led the chant. I just don't want to, like, demonize.
Oh, you sure would have joined in. I'm not gonna, where's that section? I got to go over there.
I'm not going to demonize Detroiters for it. 248-539-9797.
None of us are all bent out of shape about it. It's just, you probably could have been, you can probably do better.
Yeah.
Fine.
It's kind of what my rationale is on this. I mean, I would turn it to you and say, You think it's okay to use the word anytime all day. Why can't we say it on the air? Would you want to hear it just everywhere?
I wish the FCC didn't have that rule. We could talk more openly and freely. I wouldn't use it every other word, but I mean, come on.
I would never say that on air. Even if they said, yep, it's now acceptable.
We can swear on our podcast and on the football show, and we do, and it's not every other word, but it's part of your conversation.
So names you would definitely have used it on in the past. Maeda? Bregman?
When he didn't pick us? How many drops you want me to play today?
I don't think we have a Chapman one.
We don't. ticket texter, I'm Jim effing Costa, and I approve this effing message. Chris and Howell.
Yeah.
That's what's wrong with society. People like Jim thinking this is okay. It's wild. Ben Johnson's paid millions. Wah! Grow up. Free speech. This is America. And then Ryan in a car
says, it's really
says,
not about Ben Johnson.
Well, I think the chants are directed at Ben Johnson.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So it actually is about Ben Johnson.
You're correct. No, I think it's about the environment that you're in.
What about the F.U. Brunson chants? I'm saying, like, this is what we do. It's part of sports. It's not that deep or that serious. Anyway, we got calls to get to. 248-539-9797. Joe in Metamora, good morning.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good morning.
Yeah, I think the whole thing is classless and disgusting. I mean, hell, I drop F-bombs every day, but there's kids there. I mean, really, I mean, I know football's a different crowd, but I went to a game. I've only been to one game at Ford Field, but and it was a long time ago, 15 years maybe. Well, they played San Francisco, and Alex Smith was the quarterback. But pregame, piped in the stadium. They were playing some rap music, and there was F-bombs in that rap song repeatedly. And I'm like, really? I'm looking around, seeing kids everywhere. In the same year, I'd been to Comerica Park to a ball game, and it was just such a pleasant family environment. And I know it's a different mentality, but I just found it disgusting. And it's almost as if the Lions or the NFL or whoever is responsible for what is piped into the stadium is encouraging it, you know. But, yeah, all in all, I think it's uncalled for. And think about the kids around those people chanting that, you know.
Yeah.
Do we just really get kids in their rap music on the phones today?
Yeah.
Okay.
The darn rap music.
I'm going to go to Dean in Milford, but I want you to guess which side of this Dean's on. Dean, we'll hover over the dump button. You've been good. Good morning. You're on 97.1.
No need to hover over the dump button. I wouldn't want to offend John. Are you serious right now? Wasn't it just last year that everyone got excited for Amon-Ra giving the finger to the other team and put it on T-shirts? The hypocrisy is through the roof.
Oh, no, Dean, hold on. When that happened... All right, when he puts Green Bay sucks on the front, okay, I can accept that. But the message on the back, that's one that I at that time I didn't. So don't call me a hypocrite on this. I was not approving of that.
Not to give the finger in the middle of the field?
What?
Did you call Amon-Ra and tell him not to give off the finger in the middle of the field? Because every kid in the stadium got to see the middle finger.
It was Brian Branch, but I understand your point.
Yeah,
Brian Branch. Sorry, my fault. I said that wrong. Yeah.
Again, not something that I would do or that I would condone.
Okay, here's the way that I look at it. If you're offended by words, then you're literally what is wrong with society, period. They're words. Get over it. Listen, till my kids were 10, I said hell, damn, and piss in front of them. And then by the time they were 10 years old, we did a cross-country trip. And I'm sorry, you better believe they learned some new words on that. Because have you ever driven across this country in a car? Yeah, listen, it's words. I'd rather kids learn how to use words, where to use the words, and who to use them in front of and not use them in front of. Like, it's sports, man. Like, everyone is doing it in sports, in every single sport. And if you're offended by the words that come with the sports, then I don't know what to tell you. And I'm really pissed off at you, John, because you're making me take Costa's side. Mr. Catio over there isn't offended by words, and you're making me take his side.
Well, I could tell you this much. It's to each their own. They don't offend me. I'm just not going to choose to use them in front of my 10-year-old daughter or son or 3-year-old Teddy who repeats everything that we say.
John, if it makes you feel better, I do have to reflect a little bit whenever Dean calls and agrees with me.
Yeah.
That is like a moment of personal reflection. Am I on the right side of this? Let's get back to the phones. Keith.
Are you red now?
Me? Am I red now?
No. Yes. That was a political.
Okay.
Because I think Dean is.
You think? Keith in Dearborn Heights. Good morning.
Keith, good morning. How you doing?
What's up, buddy?
Good.
Good. Hey, listen, we don't have to do the F. Ben Johnson to get under his skin anymore. We just got a sick Rieger on him.
Yeah.
That interview yesterday was amazing afterwards. I mean, that was literally the best thing I had seen on the internet in weeks.
We have the audio, and we'll play it for people. But
you know that all game long, he was sitting there going, I'm not even going to go to the Dan Campbell press conference. I'm going to go ask these two questions to Ben Johnson. You know he was stewing on that all day.
He didn't care. And listen, during crosstalk, make sure that you guys make an announcement that Rieger needs to be the champ of the weekend. I mean, that was the best thing I'd ever seen. So, shout out to Rieger. I know he's annoying as all get out. No need to say F. Ben Johnson. Who cares? Let the guy move on. He's the Nathan Shelley of the Detroit Lions.
Nailed it.
Ted Lasso, shout out for you guys.
Yep. You nailed all it. Right. And I'm making the note. I'm making the note to pass on to the midday show. Yeah, Keith in Dearborn Heights.
First vote of the day.
Says Rieger champ. We have the audio. So, Rieger likes to agitate his listeners. It's a little more fun when he's agitating opposing head coaches. The follow-up is outrageous where he's like, well, what do you want him to do? Rieger's like, he could have kicked a field goal. Yeah, he could have kicked a field goal. That's not what they do. I'm not demoralized.
How long do you think Rieger has? So it's not even like the opportunity presented itself, but I guarantee you he has been sitting there for probably the last 4 months going, if this happens, this is what I'm going to ask.
I know
he stayed up at nights dreaming of this scenario.
I know Rieger can get under some people's skin, but I love it. Some of the clashes he would have with Leland, he get kicked out of Jim Leland's office. I remember it was Johnny Peralta got suspended for performance-enhancing drugs. And Leland goes, all right, I'm not going to answer any questions about Peralta. First question, Jeff Rieger, Peralta. Get out of here! Over! It's done! Yeah, that clip's gone viral. Let's get back to the phones. Let's get to Ben in Lansing. Ben, good morning.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Happy Disco Monday.
Oh, you. Mm-hmm. You.
Hey, I just wanted to... best part of the year.
That's right.
Best part of the year. Hey, just wanted to say the Lions Leap Zone was probably the height. As a larger gentleman myself, I definitely resonated with Jared Goff getting up there. Looked like the fat kid in the friend group getting over the fence when all the skinny kids hopped over for him.
He got like frozen. He was stuck.
Wait for me, guys.
Yeah. One last style.
Oh.
Why did he just like lay there like he was limp?
Oh boy.
Hey, my favorite part, my in-laws were over for the game and they said, "What was the girl doing?" And I said, "That was the highlight of her year." Those kids were just happier than snot to be there with Jared Goff.
They sure were. And if you see those pictures that have been posted online, the boy that was there was just laughing hysterically, and the girl was just left with, what do I do? How can I help him? So I mentioned...
That's definitely goals if I'm a girl dad.
Yes, I agree. Thanks, Ben. I mentioned if the team, you know, were wanting to troll Jared Goff next time, they'd put the, you know, a step stool there.
Oh, man.
I think, okay, you're probably not going to have that because it'd be a tripping hazard, right?
Yeah.
And I thought maybe the Lions, they could make a little cutout there so that it would be easier for him to jump up. I think I've got it now.
Yeah.
I think you take one of the offensive linemen, who we're always the base of the pyramid, right? So you take one of the offensive linemen and they get on all fours, and then Jared Goff steps on Penei Sewell's back to be able to jump up. That's the answer.
Literally putting the quarterback on his back.
Yeah.
I'm looking down at calls we still need to get to today. We have someone who was in the section that started the F. Ben Johnson chant. We have lots of people who want to highlight big performances from the Lions yesterday. It's 97.1.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dan Miller on the call. A Victory Monday is here. Good morning. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass. Dustin Fiocco on your updates. TJ Lang at 9:02 in studio for the final hour of the show. Look, there's no shortage of things to feel good about. Mm-hmm. A week ago, we did what was the worst of a bad day. Today, we do what was the best of a great day. Mm-hmm. A 50 burger on Ben Johnson. Dan Campbell stating emphatically, this is my offense. They were balanced. They were explosive. They started with some hard play action to set up the run, and then they ran for almost 200 yards. Jared Goff, the ball hardly hit the turf. He threw 5 touchdowns. Lot to like. Offensive line doing their thing. John, you've highlighted that. Defensively, both safeties getting involved with turnovers. Fourth down stop. Jared Goff's leap, if we're calling it a leap. Them simulating stumble bum in the end zone to mock Ben Johnson. Like, there's a lot for you guys to single out, and we'll keep doing that. 248-539-9797. This F. Ben Johnson chant has also got people all riled up, too. Let's start with Tiffany in Canton. Tiffany, good morning.
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much. Love the show.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I guess my word would be unfortunate, because who doesn't feel that way? I was saying even my mother probably felt that way, but it's unfortunate to say that, because at the end of the day, you know, there was a show dedicated to, you know, coordinators make less than head coaches. What a feather in our cap that we had two coordinators go on to be head coaches in the league. If that's your dream, I mean, your family, all of that. And he made things so much fun. He opened our eyes. So I think it would have gone further to say we love Ben Johnson because we beat him down, like, you know, like little brother type stuff. And I went to state, so I don't mean it in that context. But we said we love Ben Johnson. Actions speak louder than words. And that may have gotten under his skin even more so because, yes, we love you, but we're going to take it to you. We're not going to go easy on you for your own good. So that's what I have to say. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Much more polite, classy phone call.
Or, I mean, and flip it around even more, you know, he talked about Matt LaFleur, you know, saying, I love playing Green Bay. We beat him twice a year. So, yeah, you know, we love Ben Johnson.
I don't blame him for leaving.
No, I don't either. No,
it's,
I don't.
It's
I don't
never have, about that. I mean, no. It's a head coaching gig. Go chase the gig.
No, and I don't care he's in Chicago. No. It just means we get 2 wins a year.
And beat him twice.
Yeah.
There you go. Next up is Bill in Centerline. Bill, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning.
Morning, Bill.
Really bad look for the city. What that gal just said was good and to the point. The guy stayed with us last year when he could have left. You know, there's a straight line for any coach that gets into the league, and that's to the best job he can get. And, you know, kids aren't impervious to bad words and bad surroundings. You know, they see it everywhere, but to chant stuff like that about a guy that helped us out like he did and got us where, you know, top seed last year. And like I said, stayed with us when he could have left last year. So, sour
but
taste.
But I don't think it's that deep. He's a rival, right? Like, he's the enemy now. This is what you do.
Yeah, he's a rival. Yeah, he's the enemy. And but he's a rookie, too. You know, like, it's his first year.
No, it is. And I guess I think it's like, skin deep. I don't think this is some cold-hearted, mean thing. I think this is what you expect when you play sports. You go into a hostile environment. They don't like you. They chant mean things at you, but it's all through the lens of sports. And like, yeah, a kid might hear a potty word and you got to tell your kid, don't say the bad words. I mean, like, that's...
Right.
I know. I'm the guy without kids, so I shouldn't say it, but John, like, your kids are going to learn stuff. They're going to get into stuff. You're going to parent your kids. You're going to teach them right from wrong. And I have no doubt you'll do that. And all these parents out there can do that.
Right. And we all set examples for them. And that's not the example I'm going to set for my kids.
Noah, you were in the section. Did you start the chant?
So we have had season tickets, me and my dad, for about 3 years now. So we know probably 20 to 25 people in that section. So the people behind us said they wanted to start, you know, the F Ben Johnson chant. And so me and my dad were like, yeah, let's do it. We got all the people we know around us. And so we all started chanting it. We were kind of surprised it caught on. But you know, we loved it. Because like you guys were saying, at the end of the day, they're a division rival, right? It's not like we're saying, oh, we hate Ben Johnson's guts. It's your division rival. This is sports. And if you're concerned about your kids hearing cuss words and, you know, maybe a football game where a bunch of drunk guys who are going around fist fighting each other and cussing 24/7 may not be the spot.
Yeah, but it doesn't have to be that way.
TJ Lang, 902. Overreact Gyms from the weekend coming up at 8:50. Let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, we have discussed this moment several times already on the show, but one of the best moments to come out of the Lions' victory on Sunday might just have been Jared Goff's attempt at the Lions leap. This was one of my favorite moments. I actually didn't see it happen when it happened because I was busy doing other things, but I've watched it several times since.
So you're getting ready for Christmas Day game, doing other things, not focused on the game.
Yep, John. Yeah, that right. Yes.
Sorry.
Yeah. Well, after Amon-Ra St. Brown jumped into the stands and made it look effortless, right? Like, Jared Goff said, this looks fun. I'd like to try it too. And it didn't go so well. It went hilariously wrong, right? Like it was, he ended up just like laying horizontally, like awkwardly, like just immobilized. It was quite interesting. Yeah. And after the fact, he did comment on his failed celebration. He described it as really bad.
That's because it was a 12-year-old yes. and a 10-year-old.
These two small children were not going to be able to help you. The girl was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Their faces were great, made their days for sure. And I'm glad that he had fun with it too.
Yeah, like, sure. Course. Yeah. Yeah. The team will have a lot more fun with it, I'm sure, so. Today during yep. meetings.
Hey, there's a Metro Detroit man who's accused of plotting to kidnap a 4-year-old from Canada after meeting the boy's mother online. So after this 46-year-old man began dating this single mother in Windsor, he began expressing like interest in her son, right? He kept saying, I want to see him more. He wanted to adopt him. He wanted to change his name. And then when the woman restricted him from seeing her son, this is when he went on this whole plan to kidnap this boy. The man is, during the investigation, the man found like he had like a ransom note, a stun gun, zip ties, duct tape, NyQuil, like all of this stuff in his possession. And authorities say the man had also attempted to strangle the woman at one point and had assaulted the boy. So he's facing charges in both countries for kidnapping and sexual assault. It's a horrific story, but thankfully he's been caught.
Yes.
A Farmington Hills officer and two others were hospitalized following a crash involving a suspected drunk driver. So police were conducting a traffic stop. This was on eastbound M5 near Drake on Sunday, early in the morning, 1 a.m., when another driver slammed into the back of the parked patrol vehicle. And the impact caused that driver to kind of spin out and then was hit head on by another vehicle.
Oof.
The officer and two drivers were taken to the hospital, thankfully with minor injuries. They're all expected to be okay. The at-fault driver was arrested for drunk driving. Speaking of drunk driving, I saw another drunk driving arrest. Didn't take place here. This was in British Columbia. But this man was pulled over and charged for drunk driving. But he was pulled over driving one of those pink Barbie Jeeps, like the little kid Barbie
Jeep. Yes.
So this big man and this little car, if you want to call it a car, he was driving down a busy street. He just wanted to get a Slurpee, and he was busted. He said he didn't know he was breaking the law, and he'd never driven that car before, but thought, hey, he knew he was drunk and thought this is a better option for me.
How fast can those even go?
You can walk faster.
Yeah, not fast at all. They go very, very slow. Yes.
So should he have even gotten...
Well, he was.
Of course not, but he was intoxicated, drunk. So he thought, "Well, this will do. Like, here's my friend's child's car. I'll just take this. Yeah, I don't have to walk. I'm not really driving, even though he was on the street.
Yeah.
And the photos are great, right? You can see this big guy in the car, and then also there's one where the cop car is just kind of trailing him, going 0.5 miles per hour. It's great. Finally, it's not just happening at WNBA games. Sex toys are also being thrown onto the field during NFL games. Have you witnessed any of these?
I did. I think it happened in Detroit.
Yeah.
Did it really?
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it was green, right?
They're always green, apparently. At least
I'll take your word for it.
No, that are being thrown onto the field, I'm saying. They're like, it's part of the same organization. I feel like everyone's throwing these bright, fluorescent green sex toys. But it's happened at multiple NFL games.
Because I saw someone clarify, no, that's not a flag being thrown.
Right.
Well, that's what happened at the Bengals-Jaguars game.
They thought it was a flag.
The CBS thought it was a flag because they actually put like the down at the bottom of the...
Yes,
broadcast.
Put a flag on the field.
Yes. Only for that to be, retracted and they realized, oh, wait, not a flag.
That's awesome.
Yes.
It's Heather with the news. All right, coming up next, Overreact Jim's TJ Lang at 9:02. It's 97.1.
Hey, I want to highlight the great value your Metro Detroit Buick GMC dealers are bringing our listeners this month. If you're looking for a stylish SUV, you can lease a new Buick Encore GX or a stunning new Buick Envista for just $199 a month. Both are exceptional by design. Find your perfect Buick. These deals are happening right now at any of your 20 Metro Detroit Buick GMC dealers. Tax, title, license, dealer fees, and optional equipment not included. Dealer sets final price. Must be a current lessee of a 2020 model year or newer Buick or GMC vehicle through GM Financial for at least 30 days prior to the new vehicle sale. No security deposit required. Mileage charge of 25 cents per mile over 20,000 miles at participating dealers only. Residency restrictions apply. Visit gmcofferinfo.com. That's gmcofferinfo.com for more details.
K
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.